listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The holiday season is fast approaching, beginning with Halloween this weekend. The city of Milwaukee is not officially recognizing trick-or-treat hours in an effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19. But there are still ways to safely reimagine the costumed event. Beyond Halloween, Thanksgiving is traditionally one of the busiest travel times of the year. But this year, it may be safer to just stay home and celebrate with family virtually. Amanda Simonek is a professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about some creative solutions for enjoying the holidays and how to decide if it's safe to travel.
It's the holiday season with Halloween coming up next. What can families in Milwaukee do to stay safe and still celebrate?
Yeah, so, you know, we definitely don't have to cancel Halloween. I have, you know, three boys that are under 12, and that would not be okay in our household. But I do think we need to think safely or think creatively about how we can celebrate safely and still adhere to public health guidelines around social distancing, wearing masks, avoiding large groups, you know, and mixing with people outside your household, and keeping any activities that you engage in outdoors. You know, I think the major concerns, you know, around door-to-door trick-or-treating, which has caused, you know, Centers for Disease Control, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and my guess is most local health departments to advise against traditional door-to-door trick-or-treating, you know, really involves the fact that it means groups of kids that are from different households might group up together in front of, you know, houses, be in close contact with each other, as well as the person handing out candy, bunch of kids in a row reaching into the same bowl of candy. I mean, these are just sort of the close contact interactions that we worry will increase the spread of SARS-CoV-2 in the population. And right now in Wisconsin, we already have unprecedented, you know, rates of transmission happening, and we really don't need to do anything more that's going to contribute to that. You know, so that said, I think there are a lot of safe ways that we can still celebrate Halloween. You know, if you are living in a city, you know, I know Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee and Shorewood have already said, you know, we're not designating trick-or-treat hours this year. So they're not sanctioning any official trick-or-treating times or activities. You know, so in those places, you know, I think we need to be looking for alternatives to door-to-door trick-or-treating. And so some of those things that, you know, we can do maybe are to have a candy hunt in your own yard. So if you have some old Easter eggs lying around, we can merge these two celebrations, put candy inside and hide them in your yard, have your kids find it. Another great idea that I saw is to come up with like a Halloween scavenger hunt list, you know, so get your kids in their costumes, walk around the neighborhood looking for different Halloween themed things and check them off on your list, or make a bingo card and make a game out of it so they can earn, you know, candy for the different things that they find. You know, I think all we should be thinking about integrating masks into our costumes. Many costumes do come with a mask, but it would be recommended to include or incorporate a cloth face mask into costumes, as well as for the adults walking around, just because if other people are also out walking around, even if you're not doing trick-or-treating, you know, you just want to make sure that you're wearing masks if you might be within 6 foot distance of other people. If you are going to go ahead with trick-or-treating, I think thinking about ways to create distance between you and trick-or-treaters is the key. So, you know, some recommendations I've seen are to create individual treat bags ahead of time and maybe set them out on a table or out at the end of your driveway so that, you know, kids can quickly grab and go if they walk by. And this keeps distance between you and the trick-or-treater. And that way, you know, if they're shouting trick-or-treat, they're not doing that in close distance, you know, from you. And it will keep kids from grouping up and kind of, you know, waiting their turn to reach into a bowl of candy because the items will just be out there for the taking. If you are going to do that, definitely wash your hands before you prepare any of those treats. And I would say even wear a mask while you prepare them is a good practice. You know, I've seen other creative solutions around creating some kind of candy chute or candy catapult, you know, where you from your porch, you know, drop candy into some kind of delivery system that reaches kids at the end of your, you know, street or yard, so that there's also distance between you and the trick-or-treaters. You know, I think you know, if you're out, it's better to stay in your own community. You know, another danger is we often travel to different communities because they have like the best candy or they have the best decorations. And, you know, we don't want to have more mixing of kids from different communities than is necessary, right? And so these are all ways that, you know, luckily Halloween tends to be an outdoor activity, especially the trick-or-treating piece. And so we have that benefit, but keeping distance, keeping mask, and keeping with the same group of people you already socialize with is just really key for preventing transmission of COVID this season.
I think it's been kind of fun to see the different creative solutions people have come up with, like the candy shoot that you mentioned. But for some parents, they might be wondering, well, if I'm outside and I'm wearing a mask and my kids are wearing a mask, aren't I safe from the virus? You know, what risk am I running?
Our best bet is when we're doing many different precautions. So keeping distance and wearing a mask and being outdoors. We don't want to be gathering indoors, you know, for Halloween celebrations this year with people outside our household anyway. You know, we know that indoor environments, it's, you know, the virus has more chance to build up in the air, especially if you're not wearing masks or you're in a poorly ventilated place. And so not just, you know, thinking about this in our homes, but also thinking about this in bars or restaurants or other places that, you know, we may have in past gone and celebrated Halloween. You know, we really, where possible, keeping, you know, distance from each other, wearing masks, being in well-ventilated spaces, or, you know, the best option is outdoors. All those things in combination serve to prevent transmission of COVID-19. And the more we do of those steps, the better.
And you mentioned a couple of creative solutions that you've seen. I just wanted to ask you about that. So have you seen anyone in Milwaukee coming up with creative and safe ways to kind of be together during the holiday season, especially Halloween, or ways to celebrate that don't involve being in close quarters where the coronavirus can spread?
Yeah, I mean, I think like these ideas around doing parades on your street, you know, is a great way for kids to show off their costume, but maintain social distancing from others. Some other ideas might be if, you know, you can have a small group of people watch a movie outdoors on a, you know, projector screen where you can maintain social distancing. You can watch a Halloween movie of your choice. You know, other ideas could be, you know, doing things that we normally do during the season, like going to pumpkin patches or apple orchards. You know, again, any place where you can be outdoors, maintain social distance, wear masks, and still enjoy some of these favorite holiday pastimes, you know, I think are great options.
Yeah. And thinking ahead past Halloween, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, these are holidays that are about celebrating coming together, and not just Thanksgiving and Christmas, but all of the holidays during November and December are about being together with family. Sometimes that means being with people who are more vulnerable, and there's a risk that we're going to see even greater numbers of the pandemic spreading along with the flu during that season. So what is your advice for people who are weighing whether to travel to see family over the holidays or just what to do during that time?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be on the horizon for many families. And I, you know, one way that we can plan ahead and think about getting together with family that we haven't seen or that we want to celebrate a holiday like Thanksgiving with is to try for all people who are going to meet up to engage in a 2-week self-quarantine. Right? This is the safest route, right? So that if you're able to, within your household, if you're working from home, your kids are doing virtual learning, you know, or you are living with roommates and you just make a commitment for the next 2 weeks, we're going to distance outside of this little bubble. We're going to get grocery delivery. You know, we are not going to engage in social interactions outside of this household for 2 weeks. Then you have a, you know, increase your chance that at that time you go get together with family that you are past the incubation period of this infection, right? So if you're exposed to SARS-CoV-2, it takes 2 to 14 days for you to develop symptoms. And that's why if we wait for this quarantine period, it means that even if you were exposed 2 weeks ago, if 14 days have passed and you haven't had symptoms, then the chances are very low that you have infection, right? But of course, for this to work, you need commitment from everybody who's going to gather for Thanksgiving, you know, to do that. But that's your safest bet. You know, the next safest thing is to, again, rely on these tactics of being outdoors. You know, I mean, this is Wisconsin, so, you know, that may not be a realistic option. But if you are going to be gathering indoors, then like the next best thing is to do that in a well-ventilated space, you know, to have the windows cracked or to purchase an air filter for your home so that you're increasing the ventilation in your home, to limit the number of people who are gathered, and to wear masks during the times that you're not eating or drinking, right? And you may decide that, you know, I really miss my family and I miss, you know, I want to get together for Thanksgiving, but we're going to compromise and we're only going to get together for pie after dinner or something like that for a shorter period of time so that you're, you know, together with people, but you're limiting the duration of time and the number of people and the time that you are together without wearing masks.
Are there changes or improvements you'd like to see in precautions being taken or suggestions being given to people in Wisconsin about how to stem the spread?
You know, I think we just are coming off of this summer period where probably many of us expanded our bubble a bit, you know, beyond what we were doing during the Safer at Home order. You know, we all sort of ventured out and maybe started to interact more or to increase the social circle. And I think as we head into winter, you know, it's time to sort of start to rein in that bubble and tighten up that social circle again and be, you know, minimizing the number of different people you interact with and sort of the combination of people that you interact with, because, you know, the smaller your social circle, the less people you'll transmit infection to and the less people that will be likely to transmit infection to you should you pick it up, you know, while out in the community. And, you know, just kind of going back to what we know works, right? About if you have been sort of relaxed in your social distancing or your mask use, you know, this is the time to sort of make a recommitment to those types of measures.
And it's challenging to either quarantine or just stay home for, you know, most of your day, most of your weekend, and especially heading into the colder season. What can Milwaukeeans do to take care of their mental health if they choose not to travel or see maybe vulnerable family members over the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, right? Maybe you decide like quarantine for 2 weeks is just not realistic for me and the other people I want to get together with, you know, then I think continuing to engage virtually with family members is obviously an option, you know, or if you, in where you are now, you know, if you live with roommates or you have neighbors that you can sort of decide, hey, you know, going into winter, maybe we should form a bubble together. You know, we have kids of the same age. We have similar, you know, ideas around who we should interact with and what precautions we should take. Like, that's a great solution. I think going into winter is, if you can't easily travel and visit family, then to create, you know, a bubble with people that you live nearby, and just make sure that you are open in your communication about what the expectations are for forming that bubble, what the kind of the ground rules are going to be, and have a plan for ongoing communication as weeks go on, you know, like checking in with each other. Hey, are we still following these rules we set out? You know, because that can be a way that you widen your social circle a little bit, but in a very safe and controlled way. And that kind of can increase the mental health of you, your friends, your children, right? Especially if within that bubble, you can take turns, like maybe watching kids, overseeing virtual learning, having the kids over, but it really does take that commitment to treat that bubble as a household then.
Amanda Simonek is a professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about celebrating the holidays during the pandemic.